Commentator Heather Doon McAdam is co-author of the autobiography of Holocaust survivor Rena Gellison. Even though the book was published almost 10 years ago, the two women have remained close over the years. And since Rena was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, they've become even closer, in a way.
On the Alzheimer's unit, where I have become a regular weekend visitor, Rena likes to introduce me as her co-author. Her nurses wink patronizingly. No, I really am her co-author, I assure them. She's not making it up. We show them her book, and she points to the cover. I'm glad I've brought her a copy. She carries the book around with her, as if it alone can anchor her to reality. It is all we have left of her memory, and I find myself wishing I had asked more questions before it was too late. And it is too late. Sometimes after the sun goes down, she calls me Mama and speaks in other languages that have tumbled together in her mind. I can only nod as if comprehending. I yearn for the meaning behind her words and try to stop my tears, but there is a flood on my face. She wipes them away and pats my cheek while speaking in riddles I will never be able to answer. My task for the past 10 years has been to render her story to others. I have written it, lectured on it, taught it, and now I am incapable of understanding what she is saying. I feel like a cripple. There are moments when she is lucid, but more moments when she is gone, and I am not sure which of these moments she is having when she whispers, knowingly, "You are me." Part of me wants to object. I have other projects to work on. I finished writing your book, but I keep silent. I do write other things, light and cheery, anything that doesn't have to do with the Holocaust. Forgive me for being honest, but it was not easy to write about 3 years and 41 days in Auschwitz. At some point, I have to get free of it. The only blessing to this disease is that Auschwitz has finally disappeared for her. Gone are the days when she yearned for her memories to go away. She has finally gotten her wish, and seems to have departed for a perennial pre-war Poland where boys and girls still flirt and sneak kisses by the village well. She is counting on me to remember the Holocaust for her. Am I up to the task? Do I have a choice? You are me, she says, pointing to my mouth with her fingers. How can I not be?
Heather Doon McAdam is co-author of the book Rena's Promise, a story of sisters in Auschwitz.